Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What up, Portland?
Wow.
I saw...
That was an aggressive Portland. There was a little stank on that Portland.
I saw Schulte...
Portland.
I just happened to catch Schulte just a second ago, right before we popped the mics on.
What was the little schnitzel wolf doing?
I don't know. Let's talk to him. Oh. Schnitzel wolf, what were you putting in your nose over there, buddy?
Oh, it's Afrin. I use too much of it.
Hey, Afrin, by the way...
It's not good.
Be careful. Afrin will eat a hole in your septum.
That is what I've read. Yeah. I need to get off of it, but yeah. Allergy season sucks. It is an allergy product only.
I had a battle in college with Afrin. I had a battle with Afrin.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How long was this battle?
I just thought Afrin was great, and I honestly just was like, man, why is my nose, keep having all these problems? And I went in to see the team doctor, and... there, I was told that I needed to stop taking Afrin.
What is Afrin?
It's just like a...
It's basically a steroid.
It stops you from having like runny noses and allergies.
Well, actually, it keeps you from getting blocked. This specific kind of Afrin. Mm. Like, I get my nose blocked super easily, so it clears it up. Yeah. And I need to breathe to talk and everything. It's kind of important.
But it can. They tell you on the bottle not to overdo it and only use it for certain periods of time.
72 hours, I think.
Yeah, mine was probably about 3 months. I was on a roll, and I don't know. It's all right. She's like, how many bottles? And I was like,
Well, I was just wondering what he was putting up his nose over there.
Oh, I appreciate you.
It is radio.
Yeah.
I've been using it for years.
That's old. That's old school radio.
Radio people party.
Dude, radio back in the day was fantastic.
That was more fun.
Yeah, now, they partied back in the day. We don't anymore.
No one parties.
There was a time where I was on the air.
Too corporate.
No, it is too corporate. I was doing a show during like a cleaning party, and that cleaning party consisted of Rubbermaid chests full of ice and beer that everybody was just grabbing and drinking out of. And I may have had a couple on the air. It was fun.
Dude, when I first got here,
you're an animal.
Remember Marconi?
An Odyssey
Marconi
station.
Marconi would put up like newspaper in the window because of the various things that would happen inside the studio. We had people get fired for doing various things inside the studio while on the air. We had someone that may or may not have been selling pills and drugs out of the front of the building.
They were.
Well, I mean,
no, allegedly. It wasn't alleged. It was true.
Yeah.
Which is, it's convenient.
I didn't know we
start at 3.
That's true.
It would be helpful if all of our drug deals went down in between the hours of 2 and 3 so that we could get them out of the way before we go on the
air. I will tell you, much like the Sharon Moore thing, best practices. If you are going to... run drugs out of your radio studio, don't use the front office lady as your mule. She will eventually get tired of that and will rat you out.
We gotta pay her.
That's true. You gotta cut her in. But even that, again, the more thing, eventually, people get tired of your crap. So yeah, the radio back in the day, I don't even get started on the various things that have happened at golf tournaments and the infamous party bus on the way to a Mariner game. That's legendary. May or may not involved. Well, no, just stuff happened. Meetings. Meetings occurred.
Very Trumpian.
What?
What?
Who?
What?
No. No.
So anyway.
Yeah. Now it's like whatever.
Our.
Now we just have Afrin. By the way,
turn on the mic. We're like, hey, sports. Yeah.
Can I score some Afrin during the break? What are we?
Sure.
You want what's up Schulte's nose?
I don't know.
We bleach wipe it a little bit.
Gross. Might have an unopened bottle somewhere.
Ooh,
he's not giving you his used stuff.
I mean, if you want my used stuff, are you my wife? Like,
that could be. You never know.
You go use your toothbrush, babe.
It's 2025, man. Soon to be 2026. Don't judge.
Yeah, that's true. We'll swap fluids. Let's go.
Afrin's fantastic. I haven't had Afrin in a while, and it's probably for the best, but you know. Hey, when you're in Utah, it's hard to get real drugs, so you make do with what you got. Robitussin and like Dimetab and mix in a little Afrin there. And next thing you know, you're having a grand old time.
What are the top allergy drugs? Because I take...
Allegra.
Allegra.
Yeah, there's Allegra. Claritin.
Yeah, Claritin, Allegra. Although now, though, stuff's so expensive. You just go get the Costco one. It's like way cheaper.
As long as it's got like the Sudafed in it.
Yeah. But,
because if you just get the regular crap without it, it doesn't really
do
much.
You need the good stuff. You need the stuff that'll eat a hole in your nasal cavity.
I didn't think Sudafed did that. It's just easy for people to make meth with, so it's kind of controlled.
Yeah, that's true.
Good old Oregon.
That's so dumb.
You have to have your ID now. Yeah, I don't think you do in Washington. I remember at one point people were asking me to buy Sudafed for them.
No, they did stop that in Washington compared to Oregon, where my wife and I will go, and I think once a month you can buy like a pack of up to 20 or something. Mm. It's stupid.
You know what the other dumb one is? Antibiotics.
What do you mean?
Just, why are they behind? Why do you have to have a prescription? Come on.
Oh, well.
Well, I think they're made from like plasma, so there's a, I don't know.
Listen, just throw them out there.
We have to show our ID to get cough medicine.
Have you ever been to Mexico? You ever been to Peru? They don't care. They're like, what do you need?
That is true.
What do you need?
Any country. By the way, nice accent.
Thank you. What do you need?
And by the way, if you know what accent he's doing, you're racist. I have no idea what that was. That was just like a weird.
What do you need?
Although
I got stared out of a pharmacy in Peru.
Yeah?
Yeah. They didn't like the white guys.
Oh. You just thought you were there. He refused. Over the border?
Well, no, he just refused to serve me.
Oh,
and he stared me out of there.
He didn't like the cut of your jib.
I mean, it was complete racism.
Yeah. Get out of here, you plebe!
I filed suit.
I don't think it works that way in other countries.
I mean, it's just constant for the white guy.
It's what?
It's constant for the white guy.
Well, it's hard, man. Being a middle-aged white guy, no one has been persecuted.
No one understands this.
Rob will not be replaced while he's traveling in a foreign country trying to buy illicit drugs over the counter.
Well, they weren't illicit. I don't remember what I was trying to buy.
You were probably trying to buy roids. I know you.
It was like,
who knows what.
I don't know. I think someone was sick or something. So I went over there. I'm like, hey, man, can I have some of these drugs? And he was like,
leave.
Well, he didn't speak English, but he just
just stared at you.
Politely told me no. Actually, not even politely. And then he stared me out of the... And so I didn't get the drugs.
Yeah, it is a little weird when we were in Portugal last time. I started to feel a little beat up, a little rough towards the end. And it is weird when you go into the pharmacy because you're just like you kind of have to explain away the symptoms, and they're giving you something. You have no idea what they're giving you. You can't read the label or whatever.
Here,
you're like,
try this.
Yeah, you're like, take two of these. Sure.
I've always wanted to have somebody try this.
Yeah.
Come back. Let me know what happened.
Well, and like, you can't buy any even over-the-counter drugs like at a 7-Eleven or whatever. It has to be at the pharmacy in those other countries.
Exactly. But they have everything.
But at that same pharmacy, you can literally buy whatever you want. So,
I'll take Tylenol, Valium, sure.
Yeah, whatever you want.
You can get antibiotics, I think.
Yeah.
You can get...
it's kind of a free-for-all.
Yeah, you can get it all.
I've had that where I've called my doctor buddy in the States and be like, what do I ask for? And he's like, just head into a pharmacy. You want this, this, and this. You walk in, you write it down, hand it to him, and next thing you know, you're walking out of there. It's like $30, and thanks for coming.
God, freaking America.
Yeah.
I blame Obama.
More of a Biden.
You know. You're more of a Biden guy?
Thanks, Biden.
You're the one?
I'm blaming him.
Oh, you're blaming him.
Yeah. All
right. Well, listen.
Thanks, Bush.
It's Thursday, and that means, how's your delicious cocktail there?
Lovely.
What is that?
It's a Jolly Rancher.
You're drinking a Jolly Rancher?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Gross.
I beg to differ. It's the nectar of the gods. Thank you very much.
Well, anyway, it's Thursday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that. Usually
we
have Dan Lanning on Thursdays, but he is ducking us yet again.
He's busy going on national podcasts.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know what it is about you, but he's not having it.
Speaking of not liking the cut of our jib.
Yours, yeah. Mm.
I was going to ask him, you know, who James Madison reminds him of. I had that question loaded in my hip
pocket.
And
then you know what the answer will be? We can just do that interview right now.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Lanning. Ask me.
I wanted, hey, coach, who does James Madison remind you of?
Oh, James Madison.
Exactly. Which is why I had that loaded, and I think he's ducking the tough questions.
A really good team. We really respect what they do on the field. They can do some good things.
I mean, they got to say that, but...
What an opportunity.
It is an opportunity.
He is ducking us, because I do think that the Dukes of Madison James are in his kitchen.
Having watched 2.5 games now...
Yeah, he's worried.
...of the James Madison Dukes.
And the games aren't even on, or the game isn't this weekend.
No.
It's not even this weekend.
No. If he's seeing the same thing I'm seeing, I'm pretty sure that he's already.
He's hunkered down, isn't he?
I'm sure he's moving on to Texas Tech. I mean, I don't mean to crap all over James Madison, but let me just say. Now, to be fair, I did not watch any of the games where they blew people out. I watched the three games that were close and competitive and the one of them that they lost. And boy, they're going to struggle a bit. I'm not certain this run-heavy RPO game is going to work against Oregon's front. We shall see. Their quarterback?
Well.
Whenever you watched, remember when they played Northwestern and their quarterback couldn't throw the ball 8 yards that wasn't on like an arc? Dude, that guy's Peyton Manning compared to what I saw from James Madison. So just, something tells me Oregon's not going to be super scared of their passing game.
It's exactly what James Madison wants you to think.
Well, have you seen some of the trolling that James Madison?
They're the best.
Dude, their social media account is freaking phenomenal.
They're winning the week. I don't even know if it's the actual school. I think it's just a James Madison.
Oh, is that? I assumed it was the school.
Hard to tell nowadays.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, I think it's. Here, hold on.
There was a video of like Oregon in slow motion running for a touchdown. Yeah. They're like, oh, so slow.
They're
Oregon.
Like, oh my God, if this is true, this is the slowest team we've ever played.
Exactly.
They're doing a phenomenal job of trolling. And I want it to be the real James Madison account.
It's at JMU Sports News.
Okay, so it's probably not.
Yeah. I don't know that it's their. I think it's just somebody who's a fan.
JMU football is their official football.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to JMU Sports News, look, the Ducks are behind already. They're winning the week.
They are.
They're great.
Is this real? Oregon might be the slowest team we've ever seen. And it's just slow-mo of them running for touchdowns against USC.
The other one was, I mean, they throw out little things like, here's one that says, passing yards against Georgia State this season, JMU 74, Oregon 0. The Panthers allow an average of 240.8 passing yards per game, and the Ducks had none. Yikes. No wonder Oregon will have a new offensive coordinator with JMU ties next fall.
Boom.
The massive talent gap between JMU and Oregon is overblown. We've been grinding tape, and the Ducks are actually a lot better than people are saying. It would not surprise us one bit if Oregon kept it close in the first half. I mean, it's just, they're phenomenal. I applaud them. I feel bad when you're going to lose by 40, but this is fantastic.
Dan Lanning to Michigan makes too much sense, right? As an unbiased party, we'd love to see that partnership.
That's a good one.
I was really hoping, because it's got like, I mean, it had like 15, 20,000 followers. So I was like, oh God, please tell me that's real. Because, you know, sometimes schools will employ or teams have really fun kind of, tongue-in-cheek accounts. But yeah, it sounds like this is just a fan account.
Yeah, well, they do a good job.
We write, talk, and tweet about JMU sports. And it's just created by a couple bros.
I think they're the ones that had the... had the stat that Dan Lanning is 2-3 against purple and gold and 44-4 against all others.
It's pretty funny.
You know, JMU is purple and gold.
Damn,
so
purple.
Keep underestimating the Dukes of Madison James at your peril.
What's the spread right now?
21.5.
21.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, had you jumped on it early, you could have gotten 20.5.
Yeah.
Which is important because 21, you know, three tutties.
Yeah.
There's a hook in there.
320s in the hook. We can end up on bad beats. By the way, the Raiders bad beat from last week might be the baddest beat of all time. Did you see that?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was bad.
And I'm convinced Pete Carroll was in on it. Like, why are you kicking that field goal?
Yeah,
I don't think that's as bad as...
It was a bad beat, but it was a bad way to lose. But I don't think it was as bad as people are saying.
Really?
Only because... If you didn't see it, Denver was favored by...
I think it was 8.5.
8.5.
Yeah.
They were ahead by 10. Raiders driving. They have no timeouts. They throw a ball to some bro. He catches it, and then they flag the Denver guy for delay of game for sitting on him. Or like kind of holding him down.
It's the most ridiculous. There's like 4 seconds left, and the game's over. And they throw the flag.
I mean, you could easily just not throw that. But, I mean, you know, he did. I mean.
Oh, stop it.
He did.
Stop it.
He did. And so then, for Pete Carroll then to kick the field goal, he's just hoping, and he even said, he's just hoping to have 1 second left on the clock to kick an onside kick. I mean, Look, in the NFL, they rarely lay down. Okay? They don't lay down. You fight till the end. You got to show your guys you're fighting to the end.
He kicked like a 59-something yard field goal, yeah. Like a deep field goal, and it went in.
Covered the spread.
If you bet on the Raiders and you had them covering the 8.5, oh my God.
Never a doubt.
Dude, gambling is just, it's a hell of a thing.
I saw the Portnoy thing about that.
Oh, he lost it.
Yeah, and he's...
Well, and that's it's like, and that's the problem is anytime Portnoy starts, you're going to lose sympathy. Well, Dave Portnoy is the Notre Dame of, like, of everyone losing goodwill, but...
Well, he's a Michigan man, don't forget.
Don't forget.
He's actually having a pretty good time with this Michigan stuff. It's pretty funny. But
but to lose, like, if that's a legitimate bet that you had and you lost, oh my God, well, that is knife in between the ribs.
Yeah, it's not a, but I...
Oh,
I,
and it was the over-under as well, yeah, someone points out.
I would say that I think Portnoy is a gambler.
Yeah, he is. He's a big gambler.
Yeah, so that was clearly all for clicks and reaction. Because if you've gambled for any length of time on sports, that kind of stuff is going to happen to you.
Yep.
It happens way more than you think. It sucks. But, you know, he was just trying to get clicks. He got him. And then he had to apologize because he said he wanted to kill Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
He said you should kill Pete Carroll.
It seems a bit much.
He should get the gulag. Yeah,
it's a little much.
Calm down, fella. Yeah. He's probably all wasted.
How much did you? Well, yeah. Either that. Sunday. You know, he's up on Afrin, something. He's a little fired up.
That guy. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, no, I didn't. I mean, you know, it was a bad beat, but bad beats happen all the time.
Yeah.
Wait till this weekend. That'd probably be another one.
Except when you're on the good beats. Imagine if you...
That's right.
If you were on the other side
That's
of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wasn't on that game, thankfully.
When you have one of those, you'll never forget. I had one USC. Literally, the guy was running in for a touchdown. It was against Colorado. And I had Colorado in the points. The USC guy broke free on a run with like 10 seconds left. And he was untouched, no one around him, and he slid down at like the 10. And you would have thought that I just won the Super Bowl. I was like doing laps around the house. Because it happens, you know, it happens for you too. But you think about it, someone on the other side of that was crying because the USC guy had a wide open touchdown and he laid down. Gambling.
All right, let's get to rolling here. No Dan Lanning, 4 o'clock. He is out, ducking us yet again. Mm. Hopefully next week pre...
ducking us is a choice.
Oh, no, wait, we don't have a show next Thursday.
We don't?
We do not.
No.
Oh, we got Seahawks.
Seahawks Thursday night football, baby.
Who they got?
It's football!
That's a good question.
No one knows. Fantastic. Well, anyway.
Are they going to be okay? Because
The Rams.
Ooh.
The matchup. Good one.
You know, think about this. This could be a letdown game for the Seahawks against the Rams. Because after they murder Phillip Rivers, there's probably going to be some conflicted feelings there, knowing that they killed an old man. You know, this could be hard going into the Raiders. How is Mike McDonald going to get his team right after the death and burial on the field of Phillip Rivers?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully we'll get Dan Lanning next week, but we won't have him today. Not Dan Lanning. We will have some duck talk, though. Let's start with the latest on Sherrone Moore next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
You know, it says it's 64 degrees out there.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad today.
It certainly feels like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a golfing day, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, good.
Too bad we got to work.
I know.
Slaving away here for the man, the Odyssey man.
Hey,
God, you
saw the temperature. Why didn't you go this morning?
I couldn't.
Schulte's in.
We got stuff to do, Schulte.
Well, so did I.
The Schnitzelwolf's in shorts, but he's in shorts no matter what.
Yeah.
That's true.
You were gone, but... I saw a little fella coming in wearing his little short pants one day, and it was awful weather outside. And I was like, my God. And I did have the realization, I've never seen the Schnitzelwolf in pants. Ever. I've known him for years, and I've never seen him in a pair of pants.
You know, come to think of it, I don't know that I have either.
No.
I'm trying to think. The only time that would have happened is if we had a holiday party here at Odyssey. And
in my three years
of being here, I don't think we have.
Cut from the budget.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised.
That's not a thing.
No.
Yeah, why would they give us a holiday party?
No.
But then, like, if it were here, I probably wouldn't. So I'm not sure. Maybe at a wedding. If we go to, like, a wedding or some, like, nice, like, award ceremony or a funeral.
I don't know.
You guys will see
Schultz,
me.
Schultz, I got to call you out on this one. Because that day, you did say that you had a nice, you were going to something nice later that evening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I had a change of clothes.
You had a change of clothes.
Go to a Mannheim Steamroller concert.
Well, I will tell you right now, I'll call you out. Because I was loitering around. My buddy was coming to pick me up.
Yeah.
And I saw you leave the building. You didn't know that I was watching.
I'm fine.
And I saw you leave the building in your nice outfit. Yeah. I saw you in the collared shirt.
Still shorts.
Still shorts.
You're damn right, brother. Well, yeah. I went out dancing. I'm not going in pants.
Schultz tried to claim that he was changing into a nice outfit, alluding to that he was wearing pants. Nope. I saw the Schnitzer Wolf in the Raw leaving, collared shirt, still wearing shorts.
Ah, you caught me.
He's wearing like he was going to an N1 mixtape. Yeah, the coolie baggy shorts on. I was like, yeah, you didn't think I saw. Oh, I saw. I saw.
Well, I'm ashamed.
I respect it.
I appreciate you.
Easy access on the dance floor, am I right?
Hey, that's
got to free
the point.
Up those calves to boogie.
Yeah, that's true. And the hands to slip somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got the latest on Sharone Moore, guys.
Boy, yeah. Everything, all the rumors, by the way, that seemed too like far-fetched, turns out, no, they're all true.
We got all the deets on this one. This is one of the rare ones where it all happened in one day, and it is, and we know everything.
It's one of the more, like, crazy
usually
stories.
It takes so long to piece it all together.
No.
Not this one.
Nope.
Not this one.
Nope. Not so up in here.
Here's what happened.
Michigan
Apparently,
man.
After the DoorDash driver tip, so the DoorDash driver delivers Plan B to Sharone Moore's office. That's a problem.
Yeah, ultimately it's good.
And some people are saying that's like coming from a parody account. Some people, it is so hard to.
No,
confirm.
They got. I listen. I've pieced this together. I am following real journalists who are talking about this.
Okay.
And apparently it was a DoorDash driver tip.
Because I got crap. Like, people were slamming me saying, Schultz, he got owned by that. I'm like, okay.
I don't
think I did.
I don't know about the Plan B thing. I haven't seen that part. But there was a tip about their relationship. And so Michigan sat down with both Moore and the girl individually. And they both denied any involvement. This was over a month ago.
Yeah.
Well, Wednesday, the girl's position changed. And Moore was fired.
She
went in there saying, hey, he's been stalking me.
Yeah.
I got to come clean on this. Here are texts. Here are emails. So she finally came clean because she was scared of him.
Yeah.
So after he got fired, he indeed did go over to her apartment. He broke into her apartment.
Yep.
He grabbed a knife. He threatened to kill her and himself.
Yeah.
His wife confirmed to police that he was having a mental health episode after he came home and told her that he had been fired.
Yep.
Nicole Auerbach, who is a college football writer, said that Michigan was aware of his recent mental health issues, but still fired him one-on-one with no security and no HR.
Yep.
That guy is their AD. His name is Ward Manuel. And today, he got fired.
Yep.
So that is the latest on Sharone Moore.
Yeah, it's almost
Oh, wait, no, that's not the latest. Here's the latest. He spent the night in jail. He's still in custody. He will be arraigned tomorrow, where I surmise we find out the charges.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the latest.
It's badass crazy.
On Sharone Moore.
Yeah, because everyone was like, and look, Michigan looks completely a bunch of stooges in this. But but to be fair to Michigan, right, and this is, Michigan was aware of this. I guess so much of this has been known. Their affair has been known for like a year. Players knew about it and then were joking about it. Even when she became the assistant to him, it was joked about. But there was no proof of it. And when Michigan did try to investigate this, both of them just said no. And at that point, what do you do? Like, so Michigan did look into this, and both of them have stayed steadfast, and none of this is true. And so people are asking, well, why now? It's pretty convenient after signing day. Well, what changed was she changed. Well,
that's what I just... Exactly. Didn't I just outline all that?
That's what
she
I'm saying.
She changed because he's been stalking her. And she finally said, dude, this is getting weird. But, I'm going back to University of Michigan.
But that's what I'm saying.
And I'm telling him that it's happened.
Everyone was giving Michigan S, saying that they did this specifically around this time, that they waited on this to rat out Sherrone Moore. And that's what you were saying was, no, they didn't. It happened so quickly because this is the first time that one of them broke ranks. This was the first time that she actually said yes. And like you said, brought the proof and receipts. And because of him being the stalker, she was scared of him. And by the way, it sounds like she had every right to be afraid of him.
Yeah, he is. Well, anyway, apparently that job is toxic now and nobody wants it.
Oh, one more thing.
And there's no AD to make the hire. So
one more thing, too. Apparently, Mr. Moore is a bit of a fiend because now you have basically every Instagram hot and maybe professional that's all coming out of the woodwork. I guess on his Instagram, he followed all of these models. Just
sell something.
Yeah. He followed them all on his own personal Instagram page. And now they're all coming out being like, oh, yeah, dude, he's been DMing me for forever. So apparently it's not just young.
Did we really think she was just the only one?
No, but I mean, there's an idea of the old attractive assistant. That's a tale as old as time, which, by the way, never hired
the old attractive assistant.
No, the old, like. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
not old. The old, like, oh yeah, it's the tale as old as time. Like hiring the young hot assistant is such a stereotypical thing. It's insane, and you can see where people fall into that trap. But this isn't just he was a horny guy because he saw this young assistant that he had control over. Turns out my man was out there putting it out to anyone that was looking pretty good on Instagram that liked Michigan. Apparently, this was his MO. My man was throwing DMs out left and right, looking to see who was taking the bait.
I guess what's interesting, too, now is why did the AD get fired? I guess, did the university just say, look, I mean, you should have vetted this guy. Sounds like he's awful.
Yeah.
And you gave him the job. He's also been suspended, like, three times. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, for wrongdoing with the Harbaugh-Connor Stallions thing. So, I think maybe the AD took the fall for that. Yeah. I don't know, but...
I mean, ultimately, when you have botched several hires and you've been over these scandals and nothing has gone smooth and you knew about this and yet really couldn't do anything about it. So this is all just, this was what Oregon State should have done. When there is enough smoke around your athletic programs, you just get rid of everybody. Sometimes you just have to prune the tree and just start anew. Problem is for Michigan now, it's...
But you got to prove cause, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just willy-nilly fire people.
No, you can fire him, though, and just pay the buyout. It's not like he had a huge...
Yeah, I know. But I just... Universities don't like to do that.
No, no.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, all right, there's your latest.
But the Michigan fans supposedly have been hating on this AD for quite some time and think that he has screwed up plenty of
stuff.
Ward
Manuel?
Yeah.
Well, he's out. Yeah. There's your latest on Michigan. Exciting.
In all seriousness, like... I've seen some people, it's a scandalous story, but like Cardale Jones tweeted like, oh my God, Ohio State really broke this guy. You lose one game and now you're trying to kill people. Like,
He's probably just joking.
Yeah, that's a rough, dude. My man went over to someone's house and threatened to kill him and himself.
You don't think Ohio State's going to have fun with that?
Isn't there a line somewhere in there that you probably shouldn't cross? I mean, this went from... Oh my God, haha, this is the funniest story too. God, there's people's lives here that are ruined forever and potential. I mean, what if he had taken a knife and, I mean, he had the knife.
Think about his kids.
Yes.
He's got three girls.
Yeah.
I just wonder, in the pantheon of wild college football stories, where are we putting this?
Oh, it's number one.
Way over the top number one.
I mean, Petrino's was crazy.
Well,
in
don't
that-
forget about OJ.
But oh, that didn't true. Happen during-
That wasn't college.
Yeah,
I know, but...
I mean, Patino was pretty crazy. He had 8 second sex on the, like on a Italian
Rick Pitino. Well, what about Sandusky though? Like, dude, that was
he was just
in the. They were at the
facility. God,
and then the cover up that was found out to be happening before all that over and over again.
Larry Nassar was doing vaginal massages, and people at Michigan State knew
about
it.
Ohio State doctor.
My God.
Yes, the Ohio State doctor.
You know what?
Wow. They all might be like 1A, 1B, 1C. I'm not sure.
Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
But see, Bobby
Petrino's was funny. Like
he didn't have a death threat follow up after.
No,
so.
But he did.
That's the only thing missing
that
from
press him. Conference with the road rash and the neck brace, and he had the mistress on the back of the motorcycle.
I just like to go riding, you know.
That one was funnier.
Hooker cell phone. That was pretty good.
Oh, Hugh Freeze.
Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
Hugh Freeze had a bunch of prostitutes' numbers in his cell phone. That you, when you're a coach, you have to have a cell phone through the school. He had all the hook. He was calling hookers on his company cell phone. Rick Pitino had the prostitutes at that was servicing the players at the dorms. Remember that? And it was and it was a mother daughter. It was a mother daughter combo. That was a good one. Boy, it's the Nevin Shapiro at Miami. That one was pretty solid as well. And we've had. I don't know where you. Because do you power rank funny or sad and tragic? Because sad and tragic is like Sandusky, Nasser.
No, I think just wild. Like
wild.
I mean, we're going to need a movie on this.
Yes. Yeah.
You know. So probably, I don't know that this beats Penn State.
No, the Penn State won. The fall of Joe Paterno.
And the fallout.
Yeah, that's.
And how and, long of all that of was that. Going
on. And Paterno died like right after. Like that's.
Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Meet Art Briles.
Damn. That's your run-of-the-mill.
Well, that's football. Not even the most scandalous Baylor one. Dave Bliss.
Yeah.
Baylor has
a player murdered another player.
And then the coach tried to cover it up and blame someone else.
Well, there's that. I forgot about that
the
one.
The Dave Bliss one is actually like more scandalous than the Art Briles one. Mike Price got fired from a hooker stripper before
Alabama.
He ever signed his contract.
Is college football?
Oh my God!
The greatest soap opera that we have going. We just don't know
about it, dude. When you put, I would have never considered that to be a factual statement. But after what we just outlined, and those are the ones off the top of our head, I'm sure we're missing plenty.
Well, there's probably 85. It's like an iceberg. There's like 85 we don't know about.
Well, this isn't. I know this isn't necessarily scandalous because it doesn't involve hookers or whatever, but the entire North Carolina basketball team that won a national title was taking a major that didn't exist. And North Carolina got away with it because they said that anyone at the school could have also taken the major that didn't exist and not go to class. Therefore, it was actually not an illegal benefit to their student athletes, and they got away with it. That's pretty good.
Add it to the list.
We just needed, like, instead of going to class, we needed someone, like, handing out, you know, handies or something instead of class.
Whoa.
Then that scandal would have elevated. Remember, that was Roy Williams who said he didn't know about shoes.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you?
What are you talking about?
Shoes?
I just coach ball, man.
Nike? What? Huh? What? Oh.
Coach ball, man.
I was a lie.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, Duke lacrosse.
Yeah. Oh, that was a huge one.
And that ended up actually being false.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fired everyone. Turned out complete lie.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get to our college football coke mirror.
Brian Kelly killed a guy in a scissors lift.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot about that one.
Nope.
To this, it just doesn't compare, I don't think, unfortunately.
Isn't that sad?
It really...
Someone died.
That is a disgusting statement that I just made, but yeah, it is horrible.
He sent a kid up in high winds against everyone's advice because he, quote, needed that practice film.
Hope he got it.
And after, literally the day before, holding practice inside.
I had the worst thing in the world.
Okay.
What if after all of that, Brian Kelly was watching the film and was upset at the quality of the film.
It's like, why is this so shaky?
He's like, what are we? It's like, seriously?
Call him in here. Oh, wait.
I'm going to take his scholarship.
That's all I thought about in that moment is Brian Kelly like, look, we're sad he's all gone, but the quality of this, I can't see crap.
Man.
You kidding me? It's rocking all over the place.
All right. The Notre Dame freeze-out that you discussed yesterday may have already arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up next. Here's Schulte.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, our full LPGA season preview is coming up next.
Can't wait.
You got your breakdown?
My bet's on the South Korean gal.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Kim.
Yes.
That's me on the chimes there.
Is that the xylophone right there?
I think that's the xylophone.
Yeah. It is.
Let's go. Well, now to our college football Coke mirror, where Notre Dame, you were mentioning this yesterday, that you were hoping that schools just freeze Notre Dame out.
Well, Notre Dame's on this FU tour to everybody and, you know, kind of threatening to leave the ACC and making all these big, bold claims. And, you know, they already have a memorandum of understanding or whatever that in next year's version of the college football playoff, if they're in the top 12, they're guaranteed a spot. And schools have been bending over backwards for Notre Dame. And I just was like, at some point, are the schools going to get tired of this crap and be like, F you. You need us more than we need you.
Well, you may be onto something there. As Dan Wolkin of Yahoo Sports reports today that athletic directors are threatening to freeze Notre Dame out of future schedules over this new rule that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So Pete Bavakwa, the Notre Dame crybaby, earlier this week, he noted, and nobody knew this. Well, people knew this, but writ large, we did not.
Yeah.
It just wasn't out there in the public that Notre Dame signed a deal with the college football playoff that guarantees them a spot in the field if it's ranked in the top 12, as you mentioned. That's next year. And then if they expand to 14, they'll be guaranteed a spot in the field if they're in the top 13.
Yeah.
So athletic directors did not like this, and apparently a lot of them, this was news to them. And so now they're saying, hey, we just won't schedule Notre Dame.
Yeah. And the idea is that when Notre Dame comes to places, right, TV ratings go up and people fill stadiums. But like one game of a bump and one game of better attendance for a lot of schools, dude, this is not a make it or break it thing. And that's what I just told yesterday. Like I was telling people, like Notre Dame better be careful. There is a world that if the schools got tired of Notre Dame's crap, could simply say, cool, join a conference or good luck scheduling on your own. Because like you, if you went an independent schedule and no one wanted to schedule you, and already Texas has kind of made the point that it doesn't do any good for the big schools in the SEC and the Big Ten to schedule the Notre Dames of the world. Because what Texas scheduled Ohio State and lost, had they not scheduled Ohio State and they scheduled some patsy, then Texas would have been in as a two-loss team. So can you imagine a world where everyone just said, nah, we're good, and Notre Dame was forced to schedule a bunch of nobodies, a bunch of group of five teams? It would be devastating to Notre Dame. So just be careful throwing your weight around for someone to call your bluff.
Well, there's plenty of schools to schedule. I don't know why. I mean, if I'm Texas or if I'm whomever, I don't need to schedule Notre Dame.
No.
There's 1,000 fish in that sea.
Exactly.
I mean, why them?
Yeah. Well, so, against the idea of, again, it's a big brand and fans like it, but none of that's...
a lot of
exactly.
Brands like that.
So I just have never understood these schools kind of bowing down to mighty Notre Dame, who hasn't won a national title in forever. You pointed out that their TV numbers aren't nearly what they think they are. Yes, they're a bit of a draw, but I would make the argument that when Notre Dame comes to an ACC school, right, that's a big draw. Any school with a national brand would be that same kind of draw. So I just would like to see a world where someone told Notre Dame, you want to be a part of this, you play by every other independence rules, or you join a conference. If I was the Big 12 or the ACC or even the SEC or the Big 10, the idea that Notre Dame is being told that you are automatically in if you're at a certain point and no one else gets that concession, that would be a bridge too far for me. 100%, that's a bridge too far, and I would plant my flag in the ground.
Can't they just manipulate the rankings, though?
Yeah, you could.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like if you know that rule and you know that you're not going to put Notre Dame in,
yeah, just move them,
out. Them down.
But I think the idea is like, let's say for this year, if would you say it's 12 or 13?
Next year?
Yeah.
If they're in the top 12.
In the top 12.
If it expands to 14, then if they're in the top 13. They get in.
So it would be a little, wonky. You could manipulate it a little bit, but there may be, I mean, this year you would have had to put them behind Vanderbilt. You would have had to put them behind Texas, right? You would put them behind BYU. I mean, it would be pretty transparent to what you were doing.
Well, didn't they say Notre Dame makes like $50 million off their TV deal?
$50 million off their TV deal.
A year?
Yeah.
Doesn't the Big Ten make more than that?
Yes, it does.
Wouldn't they get more than that if they added Notre Dame? So why wouldn't Notre Dame join the Big Ten?
Because Notre Dame likes its independence and being able to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Well, it's not working for them.
It's not. Although, you know, they're the one school that can do this. And remember, when they get into stuff, they don't have to share their revenue with anyone else as far as basketball or football payouts. And so to Notre Dame, money has never been an issue. And even if it's slightly less than the others, the freedom and independence for scheduling and everything else. And again, they get concessions made like this, and they don't have to play in the Big Ten. And I'll give Notre Dame credit. I don't think their schedule is ever patsies.
No, they play
I think they play tough games. But the idea that they get to set their own schedule and no one else does, I just, in this world where we're constantly bitching and moaning about the inequity in scheduling, it really is kind of ridiculous that Notre Dame is the only school that gets to set their own every single year, and on top of that, they get the concessions of the committee and everyone else from not having to play in a conference title game or now getting special treatment that if you're guaranteed a spot if you're in a certain range.
I wonder if they could sue, you know, like if they start to get frozen out on schedules, could they sue like collusion or something? You know, like that is collusion.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you can't... But suddenly they can't schedule good games.
I mean, the idea, I mean, proving that, though, I mean, or just schools saying, look, Duke, there's no reason for us to play you. We don't like you. I mean, this is not a collectively bargained thing. No one's guaranteed anything.
Yeah, they played Miami, A&M, Purdue, Arkansas, Boise State, USC this year, so Navy.
Yeah. So, I mean, they do the same thing every year. They play three good games, and then they fill in with whatever.
But, well, they fill in with ACC.
Well, ACC and the Arkansas of the world and whatever. So it's really hard to come up with an independent schedule every year, though, that is quality. If it wasn't for the ACC, and this is the other one, they were all hot and bothered yelling at the ACC. I would love the ACC to give them the middle finger. Try scheduling that without the ACC and then go find a place for your other 24 teams to play. BYU went independent for a couple years. It's tough, man. And I know BYU is not Notre Dame, but it's tough to come up with an independent schedule. And you do have to have a place for your other team. So I just love that the report is that schools and conferences are finally getting tired of Notre Dame's crap.
All right, up next in our college football Coke mirror, we have the Not Dan Lanning pregame show.
He's busy going on some podcast.
Can we guess who is the highest paid coach in the new Pac-12? Can you guess that?
It's not Oregon State.
We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, now it is our Not Dan Lanning pregame show, so we're not beholden to the clock here. No. He's not calling in. So hopefully we'll get him next week.
Whatever.
I saw the list of the Pac-12 coaching salaries for next year.
Yeah.
You know who's tops in the new Pac-12?
The new Pac-12, isn't it? Is it Take Your Butt Out of Here?
Yeah, Jim Mora Jr.
Yeah.
The UConn coach goes to Colorado State.
Yeah.
And he gets 2 point, let's see what it says here, 2 point, $2.4 million.
Yeah.
And he'll be the highest paid. Followed by Spencer Danielson at Boise State, 2.1. Bronco Mendenhall, Utah State, 2.1-ish. And then the guy at Texas State.
I don't even know who that is.
G.J. Kinney.
Boy,
Why is he making $2 million?
We could have been here for a long time, and I wasn't coming up with that.
Anyway, Jamarcus Shepherd of Oregon State is only making $1.6 million.
Yeah.
It has come out. Even though Scott Barnes told us that the new coach's salary would be top of the Pac-12.
1.6? I thought it was closer to like 1.3.
1.6.
Okay.
Says right here.
So that's a little better than what I thought, because I know there had been some... There had been some kerfuffle there, like about what the salary was, and did he take less because he wanted more for his coaches? And Scott Barnes said that he was going to be the highest paid, and he clearly is not the highest paid. So if it's 1.6, that's actually a little better than what I thought. I was under the understanding it was closer to 1.2, 1.3, which, you know, I mean, it's competitive in the Pac-12, but for Scott Barnes, who is the highest paid AD in the Pac-12, making double what some of the others. To be making less than Trent Bray, I don't know. That seemed a little soft to me.
Barnes makes $1.2 million.
Yeah. So
which is at least double that of every other Pac-12 AD.
Yeah.
And so, in some cases, triple.
So I just was, you know, wondering that you're making 1.2, and that was my thing, is like, you're basically making what your head coach is? That seems to be a little...
Well, they just got a guy who they could get for cheap because he wanted an opportunity. Yeah. And the thing about the $1.6 million is that won't last long if he wins.
No.
I mean, that's a good deal for the school.
Yeah.
And you know Barnes is happy about that. Yeah. He likes the guy and he doesn't have to pay him that much.
Yeah.
But that won't, I mean, that's all going to be predicated on what he how he does.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if he leads them to a bowl game and 8 wins next year, it ain't going to be 1 point whatever anymore.
Right. So maybe Oregon State paying him so little now helps them pay him more if he has success.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, this is just it's the nature of the at this level, when you only have so many resources, you're not going to be able to pay your coach a bunch of money, which is why if someone else comes calling, they're going to leave. This is the new reality of Oregon State. I just think when Oregon State said all along that they were going to continue to fund their program like a Power Five, we know that that's not true. Like people are asking what happened with the money from the war chest. I don't know about all that, but things are changing, and you are now operating on a much, much tighter budget than you ever have before. So, you know, real good signs out of Jamarcus Shepherd. People seem to really be enthusiastic about what he's doing there. We're good recruiting class. So all good vibes right now. So we'll just wait and see what next year brings. And hopefully he doesn't pull a one and done a la Jimmy Rogers.
All right, not Dan Lanning next.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
I will ask this question. What is a successful playoff run for Oregon? Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.